We are Quixie 98.3, and normally around this time we talk about some Forever Friends. Now, Forever Friends has been a hugely successful program. With us teaming up with the Hardin County Animal Shelter, we've been able to find over 270 cats and dogs new forever homes since 2017, which is absolutely fantastic. But again, the Hardin County Shelter is still temporarily closed to the public due to a recent COVID exposure. Now, they wanted to reassure that they have implemented some emergency protocols to ensure both the safety of the community, their staff, and the animals. So, as a result, the Return to Field cat program is and adoptions are temporarily suspended until the risk of the community exposure and the risk to their staff and the animals is abated. Now, with that, they do want to let you know that you can still continue to report stray dogs by giving them a call. The phone number to the animal shelter is 270-769-3428. If you're searching for lost pets, you can use findingrover.com or the Finding Rover app, which is a huge benefit to the animal shelter. It uses facial recognition and is able to help you find lost dogs. So that's really, really useful there. I do want to give you some information about the animal shelter. They are open Monday through Friday until 4 p.m., 12 noon to 4 p.m., so you can give them a call at their phone number. Again, it's 270-769-3428 if you need to ask them any questions or report those dogs, and they are located at 220 Peterson Drive in Elizabethtown. But remember, they're closed to the public right now due to a COVID exposure. Now, I did talk with Mike. They are doing good. They are taking the dogs out and making sure that they're getting walked. The kennels are being cleaned. The cats are being cared for. Everybody is doing well. He wanted to make sure that you know that. And I also want to tell you about a couple of other things. So there is the Finding Rover app, but you can also look at adoptable animals when those are available by going to petfinder.com. And a couple of other places that you can find the animal shelter, information about the animal shelter hours, contact information. You can find them online at hcky.org. And also, I want to mention FOCUS, Friends of Hardin County Animal Shelter, which is a great way for you to donate to the work that the animal shelter is doing. You can find them at FOCUS.org. And then, of course, the animal shelter is on Facebook. And very important, that is Hardin County Animal Shelter, KY.org. So, of course, our hearts are going out to the animal shelter. Mike has done a fantastic job keeping the staff safe. They have done an amazing job, getting that, keeping the numbers down and being classified as a no-kill shelter. Mike has done an amazing job, and I'm so happy to be part of this program, Forever Friends, and hopefully we continue the fantastic work that they've done finding more and more cats and dogs new forever homes. Well, if you'd like to help out the animal shelter, like I said, check out all those different areas. And of course, we want to thank who's helped us make Forever Friends possible. That would be Pet Supplies Plus on Town Drive in Elizabethtown. And of course, you can always find out more about Forever Friends on our website, WQXE.com.